All righty. Good morning, everybody. Happy October, if that's what you say. Excited. It's October 1st. Hard to believe that it's already October, but really excited. Fresh month. Congrats to all of you that had a great month in September. You know, some of you hit your goals, some of you didn't. That's how the business works, but I am very excited about the month of October. I love this business. I love being able to, you know, obviously weekly have fresh starts, but it's important to monthly to just reset. You know, you're never going to have 12 months straight where you hit your goals every time, or that you even, you know, a lot of times you fall way short, but it's important to do that reset and set some monthly targets. I know Dave's so good about this, just resetting, refreshing, and even doing that daily sometimes, like even, you know, taking a break to, you know, resetting the mind, coming back to break out of a slump or whatever. But the point is, it's exciting to start a fresh month. Hope all of you will write down some goals. There's definitely power in just writing it down, and you know, talking about it, you know, affirming it, reading it out loud to yourself, but just writing some goals. So October's for me is really one of my favorite months in this business. I love October anyway, and the weather change and all that, but it's a great time in this business. So I hope all of you will just really, you know, set some aggressive goals to stretch yourself. Excited about this call. We're going to have a couple different speakers come on and share, who always do an incredible job. And really, we're just, you know, we want to share a little bit. We've been talking the last few weeks. Obviously, we've been making some changes in terms of some of the leads that we're personally selling. And obviously, the whole goal with this is just to create options. At the end of the day, whatever's best for you is we want you, you know, to be successful. We want you to be profitable, because that's really what this business is about. We love helping people. We love helping seniors. We love what we do. All of you, I'm sure, do, or you wouldn't be on this call. But at the end of the day, it's really about profitability, you know, and what is profitability? It's, you know, it's really your premium that you sell minus your lead cost at the end of the month, the week. That creates a profit, you know, and that's why all of us are in this business. And so if your goal is to make $5,000 a month, you know, whether you sell $20,000 of annual premium or $15,000 of annual premium, if your profit is $5,000, then that's ultimately what, if that's your goal, that's ultimately what you're trying to, that's why you're doing this business. And so, really we're just trying to help everyone, ourselves, everybody, say, hey, how can we be the most profitable in this business and create some options? But we want you to do whatever makes you the most profitable at the end of the day. I was talking to Mark Capper, and I love the way he's been in this business a long time, multi six-figure a year producer in the field, just a huge producer, very good at this business, you know, now does telesales with us and loves it. But, you know, one thing he said he's always done and always did in the field was that he would just take, and I love the way it's very simple, and it's another way of kind of saying the same thing, but I wanted to share it here, because what he would always do is every week try to see how much he could multiply his lead spend just based on his annual premium. So, for example, if he spent $100 and he sold $500 in annual premium, that was a five times his lead investment. So $100, $500 annual premium, he five times. It's an easy way to think about it, easy way to look at it, and I just wanted to kind of share that, you know. And but sometimes a good week he would 10 times his, meaning if he spent $500 in leads and he wrote $5,000 in annual premium, then it was a 10 times, you know, his lead investment. And so that's a really good way to look at it. It's like, you know, we shared last week, like David had $1,500 in, you know, in lead investment in the leads that he took with the new system leads we're selling, and he wrote almost 15,000. It was 14, I think, something. But anyway, almost 15,000 of lead, of annual premium. So it was almost 10 times what his lead investment was, right? Now, it's not going to be like even Mark said, that's a great week. If you can 10 times your lead investment in a week of what you spend, whether you spend 200 or 300 or 600 or whatever, if you can 10x it, in annual premium, that's a great week. But sometimes it's going to be five times. Sometimes it's going to be, you know, six times, seven times. And you can look at over a long period of over a month and what it looks like. But you don't necessarily want to 2x it or even 3x your annual premium because, you know, by the time you account for everything, you're not as profitable. And so at the end of the day, that's really all we're trying to do is create a simple system. If you're and we've got some great options up there. I was very excited about an agent that took, you know, some 50-cent leads with a very low lead spend and actually went and made a sale, right? It took some dialing to do it, but the point is if someone's hungry and willing to go do that, it's very easy to go get more than a 10x on your investment. So, you know, there needs to be a in this business as an independent agent, you know, you got to be willing to put some skin in the game, whether it's a couple $100 a week, 300, 400, 500. You got to make an investment because you got to have constant flow of leads. And so part of why we're excited about some of the options we've created here is just to allow people to, on that type of a lead investment, to have more volume of leads to allow, you know, for opportunity to write that annual premium. And yes, Dave and I, like, we always drive for apps. That's 100% the case. But at the end of the day, what we really get paid on is annual premium. You know, like Mark was telling me, he made it on this, he's new, he made a $300 lead purchase and sold a $3,300 case. Well, he 10x'd it on one sale. So if he didn't sell anything else, you know, he got a 10x return on that kind of investment. So it's a really good way to look at your business each week and try to see how you're doing. Can you 5x it? Can you 10x it some weeks, right? And if you're new, you know, it may take you time to build up. But if you're doing that, you're going to be very profitable in this business. So I actually just wanted to have John Mantooth come on first and really just share some thoughts. John has now been for the last 2 to 3 weeks, I don't know, he's one of the first ones to kind of be selling some of these new leads. And again, we're just wanting to kind of talk about kind of what's working. And I want John to kind of share, I guess, his thoughts. I know John came on last month, did some great, just shared about part of his system. And so anything that comes up, John, that you talked about last time, again, would be great because it was such a good call. But if you could just kind of share some thoughts, John, and if you're brand new on the call, John, I just want to introduce him real quick because some of you are listening for the first time. John has been a great friend of mine, great friend of David's, known him for as long as I can remember now. But we've worked together in the past and just great friends. But John is a successful business owner and also a multi six figure producer in insurance now, all over the phone in life insurance with us. And he does have other businesses that he runs, but he's very consistent at his business, very profitable now. But he's been at this for a few years, and so he's just great to hear, very laid back, in his approach and what he does. But John, if you could just share, you know, kind of how you feel right now in terms of being able to, you know, be profitable with this, and then any maybe I'll ask you some questions, but any tips of how what you're doing to get results here with these, you know, with these internet leads. So I guess anything you want to share to kind of open it up, John, maybe I'll ask you some specific questions, but I'll turn it over to you.
All right, perfect. Can you hear me? I'm in the car.
I got you.
All right, perfect. So one thing I'd like to open it up with, and Rich, you and I talked about this, there are so many different forms of kind of leads you can get out there, so many different vendors you can look at. But at the end of the day, most leads are the same. They all have to be worked. They all have to be followed up with. They all have to be, you have to work them. So there's no lead out there that's going to fall in your lap. Now, there are those leads that are one and done that you call and they're ready to go and that's it. But that's rare. And Rich and I have always talked about this in different businesses. You know, I've always said it, don't fake yourself out, because if you think you're going to get in the business, and no matter what kind of lead source you work, you're going to have to work them. So don't think you could call them once or twice and that's it, because at the end of the day, that's not going to do it. You can ask myself, David, Rich, anybody that's working this business that's got a track record. You're not going to succeed with just calling them once or twice. It's not going to happen. So that's one thing I'd like to say. The second thing I'd like to say, talking about the different kind of leads, you know, I've paid from $2 a lead on different things to $70 a lead, okay? To be honest with you, there's not a huge difference. And the $2 lead, obviously, you got to, you know, there's a little difference between that and the $70, but not a huge difference, not worth the money. These $6 leads that we have that we're working now, thanks to Rich, you know, doing the legwork on that and getting that set up for everyone, these are unbelievable. For instance, this week, just a breakdown, I've spent $500 in leads, and I've done over 5,000 in AP this week. So like Rich was saying, 10X, I've 10X my money this week. Now, the previous week, I spent around the same amount. Just one policy that I wrote was $3,400 in AP. So right there, I'm already profitable from one application. So it's a huge thing that we got a hold of as far as the availability and the kind of leads that we have. Now, like I said, all leads at the end of the day are leads, okay? They have to be worked. At the end of the day, they have to be worked. The one thing I really wanted to touch on as well is that it doesn't matter what kind of lead source you have. I had several of them yesterday. Hey, I've had 10 people call me. I do not want life insurance. Do you quit? Do you call and whine because, hey, I called this person, but they don't want it. So why did I get this lead? It's not, every lead's not going to be perfect. You're going to have people hang up on you. You're going to have people say, don't call me back or whatever. It doesn't matter. You work with the ones that want to be worked with, and you follow up with the ones that want to be followed up with. And that's, I guess, if I had to say anything, that would be my thing is, you know, don't get hung up on the ones that don't want it, because we're not looking for those. We're looking for the ones that want life insurance, that want us to help them. I hope that kind of opened it up and helped out.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's a game of sorting. It's really like having a deck of, you know, heck, you could have a deck of 52 cards. At the price point, you could actually have a real deck of 52 cards and just keep flipping till you find your ace and close it. But really, you know, the idea is if you could flip them and find one out of 25, you're profitable in this business. So let me kind of give John specific, because how John does it, and he does what works for him based on his schedule. And again, some of you are brand new, so the idea of investing, you know, anything over $200 a week is scary, right? And that's why we're trying to create options, because I think, you know, you probably can't make money at this business investing $25 or $50 and really do much with it. But everybody's at a different place, and wherever you're at, that we want to make it so that if you're hungry enough that you can win at this. John's where he's at for his schedule, and where he feels like he is, his budget is, he's doing 20 of these leads a day, okay? So that is, if you do the math on that, that's 100 leads a week. That's a $600 lead investment, you know, right in that range. I know you said 500, maybe it's 500 sometimes, but I think you took a little bit less than.
Well,
it's
500 this week because I'm, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's out today.
But generally speaking, like last week, you're doing basically 20 a day, so $600 a week. So maybe now to compare, if you were doing 20 a week, if you were doing 20 a day or 100 a week at a $1,300 lead, again, everybody needs to do what's best for them. But that's actually, you know, at $13 is $1,300 versus $600 for the same number of leads. So it's a $700 larger investment. So if you take, for example, you're trying to five times your premium on a $600, you just have to write $3,000 in premium if you want to five times it. On $1,300, you actually have to write, what is that, $6,900 to do the same thing. So it's a lot more premium you have to write. So I just kind of wanted to talk. So maybe talk about why you feel like this helps you from a profitability standpoint. Maybe just touch on that a little bit, why you're excited about it.
Well, I mean, it's huge because again, you've already touched on you know the profitability margin, and like I said, we've done all kind of different leads, cost and everything, and like you said, if I spending $13 per lead, I'd be at $1,300 just say roughly, so my profitability would be a lot lower. So getting in at this price point is huge because your profitability is so high, and for a new person getting started, you can put your cash flow is so much better right out the gate versus paying 13 or 15 or 30 or 70 per lead because it takes a bigger commitment, it takes a lot more money, and most people, like you said, Rich, most people are not going to spend that kind of money because you have to build up your belief in the process.
Yeah, and even you at this point in the game prefer not to spend $1,300 or over. I mean, you never really like spending over $1,000 or $1,300 a week. But I guess I should ask this another way. You typically write 5 to 6 apps a week. You do that on a consistent basis. It's not like you do it one time. Like it's a weekly thing. You write that pretty much. That's how much business you write. I guess I should ask the question a different way. Do you feel confident now that your pipeline's full and all that, do you feel confident that you can write the same 5 to 6 apps a week on what we just described, 100 of these, versus if you were spending $1,300? That's really a better way to ask the question, because do you feel like you're writing the same apps? That's the point.
100%. I'm writing a better quality app that I feel will stay on the books, a more quality lead. And I know leads are all the same, but far as, the quality of the ones that you close are so much higher. And it's crazy to unless you were experienced it, but the kind of leads that we were working with, the quality is so much different, and it's half the cost. So yeah, so I have 100%, 1,000% confident that I know that someone can come in, and build a business spending $500-$600 a week, if you want to get to that point, and literally you can make $150,000 to $175,000 a year, and that's you're looking at $3,000 to $5,000 in AP, and I don't, that shouldn't be out of anybody's reach that wants to do it. But like I said, again, it all goes back. It's not just about buying the leads. It's about following up, staying in contact. Don't just follow up one time. Kind of like Rich, he closed one this week that he followed up with probably 6 times. Same thing. You got to follow up, because if you don't follow up and follow through, someone else is going to get them. And 90% of the agents out there, they follow up maybe once. And I guarantee you that's twice is going to be that's very slim of the amount of agents that follow up twice. So it's very, and that's what I was telling Rich yesterday, it's very easy to set yourself apart in this business if you just do the extra little steps, through the process.
Yep, so good. I love what you said. And just to highlight, because you're writing higher premiums, to reiterate the point, because if you only write $300 apps and you only write 3 apps and you write 3,600 AP, you still achieve that same goal. So I think that's to John's point, is he's writing higher premium. He's actually writing the same number of app counts, or he's getting there now that his pipeline is falling in, but his premium is definitely the same, if not higher, on a lower lead spend. But I do want to highlight what you did say about, because you said that yesterday to me, like it's so easy to separate yourself. And what John said, I hope everybody takes note on that. The average person, like Dave and I were talking about, the average person, believe it or not, only calls a lead a couple times, which blows my mind. I'm talking the initial contact. But they definitely don't follow up. If you they definitely don't follow up. Like he mentioned a sale I made yesterday. I quoted her. She's from a quote from 3 weeks ago. I just closed her. right? Because I kept dripping on her. I kept calling her. Most agents do not do that. They just don't. They follow up one or two times and they're done. So it really is easy to separate yourself by doing that. Is there, before I let you go, John, is there anything else that you're doing as far as, obviously, it's sometimes getting these people on the phone. Is there any, I mean, I know we're double dialing them. We talked about that a lot last week. Is there anything you're doing particularly, maybe working your pipeline? I know you touched on that a lot a few weeks ago, but is there anything in particular you're doing, whether it's texting people from your cell phone or what you're doing to kind of stay in contact to close your pipeline?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I know we talked about this yesterday. I have one that I'm working on that's a term product, and, you know, it's certain things with term, and we won't go all into that, but there's certain things that might pop up that you know, that takes a little longer than the average policy. So I definitely, I make sure I communicate 100% every day. And I don't think you can over communicate in this business. And I want to really emphasize that, because a lot of people think, well, I talked to him yesterday, or I talked to him 2 days ago, and they know what's going on. Don't just assume, because you got to put yourself in their shoes, and you got to think, like, what would I like to hear? Because I wouldn't, me as a consumer or as a client getting a policy, I talked to the agent 2 days ago, but I don't want to just sit around. I'm the kind of person, I want to know what's happening. Even if the agent calls me and says, hey, everything's still the same, still waiting on this, but I just wanted to let you know, hey, you know, everything's fine, but we're just waiting on this piece. So, I mean, I think over communication is only going to help you versus hurt you. As far as building that relationship, keeping everything intact. So that's the main thing. And like I said, I know I just talked about it just again, but follow up. You have to follow up, because if you think, I mean, I have one that this week that I'm going to write 4 policies for, and I promise you I'm going to write them, because it's for her, her son, her mom and dad. We've been playing phone tag, but the easiest thing I could have done is just like, well, you know, I can't get on the phone, just move on. But you know what? My whole mindset is like, if I close them 2 weeks from now, that's totally fine. And that's what you got to get out of your head. You got to get, I think in your head, you got to think pipeline. I'm building my pipeline. I might close them tomorrow. I might close them next week, or might next month. But I got to stay engaged with this person because they're wanting a policy. That would be my.
I love that. Well, yeah, and John, I mean, if you close those 4, that's a good week. So that's the thing. If that happens 2 weeks from now, that makes your week. There's your 4, especially if you know, those are good-sized premiums. It makes a week, and then you'll grab some other ones. But, we hit it all the time. These are even more of a pipeline than even the other leads. But pipeline has always been the way we've built this business, because I don't care anybody says. It's just the reality of the situation. We get one and done sales, we get pipeline, but you work it so well. So, but you always got to be building it. Well, hey, John, thanks, man. I went long with you, but because you always give such great information, but I want to get Ryan on the call. So happy anniversary to you and Whit. I'm going to mute you, and thanks for sharing.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it.
All right. So guys, and we're going long, and I do apologize, but again, great stuff here. I want to get Ryan on. Ryan Brooks, also a top producer, been in this business a long time, sold in the field, now sells over the phone 100%. Ryan is looking very similar, kind of made the same transition with these leads about the same time as John did, maybe a little bit after. But Ryan is, you're currently taking 25, 30 leads a day, so slightly more. If you were to break that down, you know, it's probably a $900 type of weekly investment. But again, for those number of leads at $13, you're looking at $1,950, so almost $2,000 a week for the type of volume that Ryan's taken. So I just want to put that in perspective. Ryan yesterday sold 4, which was awesome, but I think you've sold 7 or 8 this week. But Ryan, if you would, what anything you want to share to piggyback off of John, kind of how you're working these, if there's anything different you're doing, any thoughts you want to share? I know it'll be great.
Yeah, man. Well, what it seems like to me, Rich, is with these leads, I mean, like John said, leads are basically the same. You're going to have good batches, you're going to have bad batches. But what we're doing as life insurance agents, especially over the phone, is we're looking for prospects. And these leads, it seems like we've got a lot more prospects. Now, they're internet leads, which drives the cost down, which is great for us. Like John said, really in the scheme of things, what's the difference between a $2 and a $70 lead? Not very much. But if you can drive the cost down and you can talk to more prospects, that's what it's all about. So, but they are internet leads, so they are being hit by more agents than just us. So you gotta kind of separate yourself from the pack, kind of what y'all were saying earlier. It's going to take more follow up, but it feels like you're going to build a stronger pipeline over the next coming week. And that's the thing we're going to all be able to tell. Ask us in 2 months or a month how this pipeline. I think the pipeline business is going to be stronger than the business that we do, the one and done business. But to me, it's all about finding more and more prospects. So the things that I kind of do to try to separate myself whenever I'm talking to somebody, if I'm on the phone with somebody 15, 20 minutes, we've got good rapport. I'm gonna send them, even though they're not my client yet, I'm going to send them a postcard or I'm going to send them an email, anything with a picture of me and my family on there. That's, kind of relates to them. Hey, this is a normal guy. He's out there, looking out for his family. This is what he does to make a living. But also, he's very knowledgeable, and what he was talking about with me. So anything you can do to separate yourself from the pack, because, like I said, these internet leads are going to be hit a lot more than maybe some of the telemarketed leads we're used to. So you got to separate yourself, and you got to continue to follow up. But yesterday, man, it was just one of those days. I mean, literally everybody I talked to, I mean, they were looking and I was selling. I mean, and they were picking up what I was putting down. But but all days is not like that, obviously. I mean, you'll have a day out there where, or 2 days in a row, where you can't hardly get anybody on the phone and sell. But that's, the important part is the work that you did the week before or the week before that. That's your pipeline. Hopefully those days right there, the pipeline days, are going to carry you on the days that you're not getting a whole lot of people on the phone. So does that make sense, Rich?
Hey,
I kind of spilled it
100%.
Off.
I love that. Your pipeline carries you on the bad days, because you will have bad days. Like, for example, yesterday you had 30 leads, and you wrote four one-and-done apps only on those 30 leads, right?
Right. Yeah, I didn't have time to follow up with any follow-up calls yesterday. I mean, by the end of the day, I did a couple follow-ups, but yeah.
Yeah. Now, the point I'm trying to make is that is an incredible batch of leads, and if somehow, some way, any one of us could figure out how to duplicate that batch of 30 leads, we would all be million-dollar producers. Because, seriously, I mean, it would be just give me 30 of those each day. Unfortunately, that's not the way leads work. And you've been in this business now for a long, long time, even when you were in the field and you're doing direct mail. Have you always experienced that batches, some batches are better than others? I mean,
it doesn't matter if you're working telemarketed leads, direct mail leads, and that was my lifeline back in the day, internet leads, I don't care. You're going to have really good batches and you're going to have really poor batches. But the thing where I've always said is you're not going to, if you're an agent starting out, you've got to commit to buying a certain amount of leads and trust in yourself and trust in the program. Because if you come in here and buy one little batch of leads and they're terrible, and the next batch you buy is terrible, you're not going to allow yourself enough time for the numbers to work out. The numbers always work out. I promise you that. You just got to commit to it. But you could come out of the gates hot. You could come out here and buy 30 leads and close 4 like I did and think, man, that's all I got to do. I'll buy some this week, and then I'll wait next month and I'll buy some more. It doesn't work like that. You got to, whatever your number is, and everybody's on a different scale, but you got to, whatever that number is, you got to commit to it and stay consistent to really see the law of averages work out.
Yeah, and that's why, because from our experience now doing this for several years, and even when we were in the field and we weren't selling Final Expense, but we were doing other things, it was the same principle. We would have, whether it's people doing seminars, it doesn't matter. People that are doing seminars will have a terrible seminar, and then they'll have a great seminar where they clean up, and you can't, it's why once, and I'm just, but my point is it varies. And what's scary, though, and this is why for example, John referenced a $70 lead. My experience is most agents, even us, even David, you take a $70 lead and you run through 10, 15 leads and you don't get anything good out of it, it's scary. And the same thing, so the higher your cost per lead, and you get a bad batch, because even when we were spending, even when we've done $20 leads, we've had bad batches where we run through, you go through 100 leads at $20, you spent $2,000 and you sold 600 AP, you're like, this ain't working. And it makes you come out of the business. Whereas when you have a lower price point, the bad batches, like some weeks, I mean, David, he's always going to have a week that's off compared to other weeks. It's everybody does, right? But the bad days and the bad weeks don't crush you so bad like they do when you're at a $70 price point. It takes some thick skin to burn through that kind of money real fast. And so that's why I love this. And the only thing I want to, and I appreciate what I love what Ryan said, wherever you're at, if you're at a point where you're like, you know what, I can invest $200 a week in my business, great, do it consistently. If you're at, like John said, 600, or you want to do kind of level, wherever you're at, you know, but just take something you're willing to invest in consistently and take that amount of leads and do it consistently, and this business will work for you. But if you need to start small, we got options for you to do that, and that's what's great, and it'll work. So, man, Ryan, anything else that you want to add? I know we went long.
I was just going to add one little thing that I think has kind of helped me, because these are new leads, and then a lot more people are calling them and stuff. So, like I said, you're doing something to kind of, you know, separate yourself from the pack a little bit. One thing I did this week, and I felt like it's made a difference, and I think it has, you know, but everything's a mind game in this business, but I've shortened my intro. Instead of, you know, going into the spiel where, hey, this is Ryan Brooks, I'm a licensed life insurance agent, calling you back on the state-regulated leads, blah, 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 blah. These people are getting bombarded with calls all day, and especially once they put their name out there on the internet. They're getting calls on car insurance, home warranties, life insurance, everything that you can think of. So I shortened my intro this week, and this is basically what I say. Hey, Miss Mary, this is Ryan Brooks. I'm getting back to you on the life insurance information that you requested online. I mean, just spitting it out as fast as I can before they even get a chance to hang up. Before, you know, because if you go into a long spiel before you even get to, you know, your point, some of them are hanging up. So I'm trying to get that out faster, and I feel like I'm getting more response, or they're being a little bit more responsive to me, because they actually know what I'm calling about. And if they're interested, they'll say, well, yeah. And, you know, then you're just going to your next part of the script. But I felt like I was getting hung up like the first week because I was getting tongue-tied, and these people were very, you know, just trying to get off the phone, you know, a lot faster. So I shortened my intro. I mean, I don't know. I think it made a difference. I guess time will tell. But that's just something I did this week I was going to share, Rich.
Yeah, what you just described, I think a lot of people that are kind of in this transition maybe experience the same thing you were, you know, your first week. Like you said, will you say it one more time just so people can hear it one more time?
Just the intro?
Yeah, just the intro.
Yeah, hey, Miss Mary, this is Ryan Brooks. I'm getting back to you on the life insurance information that you requested online. I'm not saying, you know, I was saying I'm, you know, licensed life insurance agent on the state-regulated plans, and then the stuff that you requested on EverQuote.com. You know, I was going into too much. I just shortened everything up. I'm getting right to the point because if they don't hang up on me, I'm going to tell them I'm a licensed life insurance agent. I'm going to tell them, you know, I'm going to tell them everything they need to know. But right there, I got to, you know, when you're fishing, you got to set the hook. You got to set the hook right off the bat, or these people are going to hang up on you. You got to, you know, and still some people still hang up on me, you know, but you got to set the hook to start with, and then you reel them in slow. So.
Yeah, so good. All right, Ryan, we'll have you back on for more, man. You keep crushing it. Go have a great day, and thanks for coming on and sharing.
Thanks, Rich.
All right, David, closing thoughts, my friend.
Got to bait the hook and reel them in. I love that so much. And John knocked it out the park, too, with the follow-up. You guys said a lot of the same things in your own unique way, and I loved it. So let's just get after it, finish this week strong, and get October off to the right way. So great job, guys. Thanks for the wisdom. I'm going to obviously take those nuggets and implement them today. So let's go get it.